No attack on Dorsey in new Frank case brief. The Atlanta Journal, Tuesday, the 23rd of December, 1913, page 9, column 1. Arnold makes it clear that paper contains no personalities in discussing the supplemental brief which the attorneys for the defense of Leo M. Frank are preparing to file with the Supreme Court. Attorney Reuben R. Arnold made it clear Monday that it contains no personal attack on Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey. While the brief deals solely with misstatements of the evidence and misconstructions of the facts in the State S. brief, he said, we call attention to them only in an analytical manner, and the brief does not charge that there has been any intentional misquotation of the record by the solicitor. We simply contend that there are a number of errors in his brief, and in the supplemental brief, which we will file, we'll call attention to these errors and put the facts squarely before the court. It is learned that Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey has in the course of preparation his supplemental brief, which will be similar to that of the defense, in that it will call attention to errors, which the state claims abound in the brief submitted by the defense. Although the brief is being prepared by one of the Solicitor S. assistants, E.A. Stevens, it may never be filed. Mr. Dorsey, when asked about it, admitted Monday that the brief was being prepared, but stated that he had not decided whether or not it will be filed, and for that reason he will not discuss its contents. However, it is remembered that he stated before the Supreme Court that the defense S. brief was filed with glaring misstatements and asked the court to peruse the record very carefully. It is therefore practically certain that the State S. supplemental brief, if it is ever filed, will contain an attack on the brief of the defense. Page 18, Column 2, Supreme Court of GA, argued. Atlanta Circuit Empire Life Insurance Company versus G.A. Johnson. Western Union Telegraph Company versus State of Georgia, Nashville, Chattanooga, and St. Louis Railway versus Western Union Telegraph Company, Western Union Telegraph Company versus Western and Atlantic Railroad Company, and vice versa, Louisville and Nashville Railroad Company versus Western Union Telegraph Company, Atlanta Stone Mountain and Lithonia Railroad Company versus John Bradley, Victoria Jones versus T.B. Lanford, W.L. Kelly versus City of Atlanta et al., Sam Holder versus J.L. Beavers, Arthur Bearder versus T.J. Donaldson, Andrew Martin versus J.L. Beavers, He Stockbridge versus H.L. Flint et al., dismissed, J.J. Crawford versus Bostwick Goodell Company et al., Gordon Nash versus Wheeler Mangum Sheriff, G.O.W. Hoffman versus Mrs. Ellen F. Knowles, Stone Mountain and Circuit Georgia Railroad and Banking Company versus Annie Auchnacci and DeKalb, Doe Neal versus Town of Decatur from DeKalb, D.C. Lyle versus J.W. Phillips from Rockdale, Bank of Newton County versus American Bonding Company et al. From Newton, E.C. Reed et al. Versus Joseph Wooster et al. From Clayton, Wee Moreland et al. Versus J.D. Walker et al. From Campbell,